Now it's time to talk about the Innovation Award of the JavaScript 2014. We are going to start talking about the winners of September. Actually, this month there are not many nominees as before. There were just three and all got tied with the same vote, so they all got number one. And okay, let's talk about them. Artus, please go ahead and talk about what you thought were the most interesting.
Yeah, so the first one is, let me try to share it first.
Yep.
So the first one is Format.js class developed by Pierre from France. And what it does, it returns the date formatted according to your country specifics. I was interested in how he actually do it because, well, there is no general rule how you could generate it, and he just stores the formats for different countries inside, so he has this information. And if you need it, it's a handy class that extends the date object, and you can format the date to any specific country that you need. And Pierre got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this class.
Yeah.
The second one is a JS Webcam class. Let me load it here. JS Webcam class developed by Elger Watson. And what it does, it uses the API to retrieve pictures or video from the your computer's webcam. Basically, it can retrieve binary data and then display it, for example, in the website data URLs. It's also a really neat package. And Elger bought one book of choice by Pact for this class.
So on my behalf, I would like to talk about the remaining one, which is a package for a somewhat unusual purpose. I mean, unusual for most types of applications that you would find on the web, JavaScript Big Validator. And this Big standard is a format for defining codes for containers that are transported with products around the world in ships or maybe trucks. And this one is a package developed by Samir Semna from India. And what it does, it validates the code, because a big code has certain conventions, and it can take the code, compute the check digit, and verify if it is correctly formatted. So it is an interesting package for people that for some reason need to deal with containers that are transported around the world. And for this award, Samir picked a prize, which in the case was 1 year of Code Heavy developer hosted Cloud ID premium plan. So I hope he's enjoying this Cloud ID. And for the Innovation Award of this month, we talk about our winners. So let's see how it is the ranking of the Innovation Award winners of 2014. Individually, Thomas Björk from Sweden continues to lead with 4 packages and 15 points, followed by David Castillo with 2 packages and 13 points, and now followed by Pierre Fouk with 3 packages and 12 points. Then and with Jordan Marmolejo from Spain with 2 packages and 10 points. And then several others with one or more packages but less points. By country, So far, France is leading now with 5 packages in 21 points, followed by Sweden, 4 packages in 15 points. Then Mexico with 2 packages in 13 points, Spain 3 packages in 12 points, Italy with 3 packages in 8 points, Canada 3 packages in 7 points, India with 2 packages in 6 points. Then there are several other countries with only 1 package and less points. Well, unfortunately, this month we have had less nominees, so there are not so many people sending packages to participate in the award. Previously, I mentioned that the GS classes had a boost in the traffic from Google because there are some recovery of some Google algorithms. But then it dropped again for some reason that I'm not sure what happened. But what happens is that unfortunately many new packages are sent by new users, and that if the site gets new users, less new users, it also gets less new packages. So let's see if in the future things recover. Many sites are being affected by Google algorithm fluctuation. Not just JS classes and others, to a certain point also PHP classes, but the PHP class is much more popular. So let's see if things improve in the future. Anyway, so for now I hope the current users keep sending great packages so we can keep talking about them. Now for the Innovation Award and of the PHP classes side, we had much more nominees, and for September they were voted in October, and then in November the results come out. So we are in December, so we can already talk about them. So there were like 12 nominees. It's a lot of packages. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, let me share the screen again. There, it's shared. So the first class I would like to comment is the PHP multi-profiler class by Jacob Fogg from United States. And well, we've all done testing which function works better, which approach is faster, and well, this class does exactly that. It can call the function multiple times and record the time how each call spent or how long it was creating object. So yeah, that's very useful. And Jacob got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine. The second class I wanted to mention is a PHP Euler circuit or a Hamiltonian path. Basically, they differ only if you want to walk through the graph either by the unique nodes or unique edges. And this class exactly does that you prevent it walks through it. It finds that visits either edge only once and returns back to the same position. And this class was developed by Chi Hoang from France. As I remember, I think Chi submits lots of classes with geographical approaches, and now so it's similar. Yeah. And he got a PStorm ID for this class.
Yes, and talking about that, just briefly to comment on the fact that Kiwang was one of the authors that recently changed his country and also updated it on the PHP classes site profile, so he could apply to jobs on the country he is now, which is France. And previously, I think it was in Germany, but just because it changed the country, it also changed the rankings of the award by country. And there is another author, Patrick Lasso from Spain, that also changed country even to the United States. But I contacted both and asked them if they wanted to preserve the representation country from their original country. In the case of Qwang, he said that he preferred to represent France now because that's where he lives. And in the case of Patrick, he, despite he's still in the United States, he wished to represent Spain, which is the, his origin country. So this sort of fixed the problem of each author representing the country that they want, not the where they live in the moment. It's also affected the rankings, but let's see more about that ahead.
Now, other developers can't buy developers with lots of PHP scale so they could win. It's not gonna work, guys, anymore. You know, from other country could vote at the top.
Yes, your voice is cutting a bit, so I'm not sure what you were asking.
No, no, nothing. Let me proceed. So the next class is a PHP jQuery UI MySQL Accordion developed by Ned Divbandi from Iran. And this class implements the master table detail table view that could basically retrieve rows from the master table and retrieve more details from a detail table based on the row ID and generate HTML file to display this data using accordion UI element. And Neta got one downloadable copy of PHP ED for this class. Next one is a PHP encode form values class developed by Rosha Chawan from India. And the interesting part of this class is that it not only generates the PHP code, but also JavaScript code that the values on the side, client side, and on the PHP class. So that's how it works. That's why it's great. And Roche got one copy of Zend for this class. The one is PIP sorter, basically a class that receives an array of addresses and sorts them. It's not an simple sort because IP addresses usually stored like a string, so you need to divide them strings in different values and they then sort each separate value to see where the IP address stands. This class is handy for the small function if you need it. Class. It was developed by Pacharota from, and he got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for this class. And the last one I wanted to mention is PHP RAML to HTML class developed by Stowe from United States. And RAML is a way to describe RESTful API, YAML markup. So let's take this YAML markup. Generates an HTML for the REST API so you could view this API. That's why it's so neat. And Mike Stowe got one copy of DWeb Pro standard license for this class. So that's all.
Yeah. Well, on my behalf, I would like to also mention a few other classes. Starting from this one, PHP Coin Exchange from Michele Andreoli from Italy. He's one of the Italian developers that is been helping Italy to move ahead, but we'll get there in a moment. For now, talking about this class, it is interesting. It's for an sort of unexpected purpose, but probably there are applications that can make good use of this. Imagine if you have a certain amount of coins of different values and you need to give change to a customer. So this class computes the number of coins that you should give to the the customer to match the necessary change that you give to him. So it is an interesting package. Michele so far did not pick his price yet because there are many packages this month to pick prices, and the price picking took longer than usual, but eventually you will get to his turn. And so let me move on to the next package, which in case is PHP. I actually, there's it should be PHP i18n, which means PHP internationalization. And this package is interesting because sometimes when you want to prepare your package or your application to deal with internationalization, so if you want to serve it for users of different countries, you need to have the application texts translated to different languages. But sometimes you did not plan it from the beginning, so you have to extract the strings that are using your application from the existing code, and this package just does that for you. It can traverse your PHP code files and extract the strings that need to be translated to internationalize your application. So for this, Everton was nominated. Everton da Rosa from Brazil was nominated. Did not yet pick his prize, but probably. Let me just check one thing, because I think he was not sure if it was this month. It was not this month. But it will come Easter to pick his prize. And but going on, let me comment about the remaining that were nominated. One of them is PHP Mass Database Update from Amani from Hidhan. Amani has Amani has developed a package which is meant to do mass updates in values in your database for some reason you change, and you need to change all records that you have certain values to change to new values. And another thing that I would like to take the chance to mention is that the recommendation system that has been implemented recently now has a new feature, which is when a package is recommended for a certain purpose, the recommendation is also listed in the page. So this is a new feature that was not available before. And in this case, this package was recommended for two purposes, for two recommendation requests. And this is useful to see, for users to see if this package has been recommended for certain purposes. And but let's carry on. Another package that I want to comment, which is called DevTerder, is from Adil İlhan from Turkey. And what it can do is to generate changelog files from Git repositories. So it checks the Git repository for changes that have been done on the last commits, and it generates a text file in the Markdown format that shows those changelogs. So this is very useful if you want to create those change log files automatically, so you don't have to wait to do it manually. And the next package is another package that is for a similar purpose that what I mentioned before for JavaScript, PHP Big Validation. In this case, it was implemented in PHP by Roberto Alleman from Venezuela. And it basically does a similar thing that the JavaScript version does, which is to validate the code of a container. And actually, it can do a bit more, which providing a link to a page that on which you can verify the container code online. So it's not just validation of the code itself. Finally, I would like to mention the PHP Store Openings package, which is interesting because it lets the users determine if a store is open at the current moment, given the regular store opening times and even eventually the time of the date of holidays. And this package was developed by Maven123 from Germany. Obviously, it is not his real name. It's an alias, but that's the way he intends to be identified. So, in terms of Innovation Award nominees, that's all. Let's see how are the rankings at the Innovation Award 2014, first by author. Yuang is still leading with a great advance with 8 packages and 42 points. It's followed by Horacio Prince from Italy with 3 packages and 34 points. Then and with Jordan Marmalade, 3 packages and 16 points. Rochak Chauhan from India with 2 packages and 14 points. And tied with Everton da Rosa from Brazil with 2 packages and 14 points. And then follow several other authors with 1 or 2 packages but less points. And by country, the things are heating up. As I mentioned before, there was a certain adjustment because Patrick Gelasso is now representing Spain as he was originally, while Kioan keeps representing France as he has chosen to. So far, Italy is ahead with 8 packages and 56 points, followed very closely by Iran with 6 packages with 54 points, France with 11 packages and 52 points, Brazil with 7 packages and 39 points, Spain with 7 packages and 38 points, and United States 5 packages and 35 points, Russia with 3 packages and 23 points, India with 4 packages and 22 points, Germany with 3 packages and 16 points, and the United Kingdom with 14 points. And things are heating up because so far we don't know which country is more likely to win, because there are several countries that are very close to each other and things can change quite a bit. So far, this is considering the ranking, the nominees of October. So we still have to see the nominees of November and December. And the final results will in February. But so far, things are very, very interesting. We don't know yet who's going to win. And to make this even more interesting, we are going to mention something that we started like a few weeks ago, which is the package recommendations, as I mentioned before, that may help users, authors, to be nominated for submitting innovative packages. And this we see here in the featured requests. Let me just open the door. Sorry, now I'm back. And As I was saying, the feature requests are packages that were requested by users that have some needs, but for which there is no package in the site that addresses those needs. And those that are flagged as featured, is that what they represent? So we have here in the feature request tab several packages, several requests. There are no packages yet to satisfy them. Actually, some have suggestions, but they are not necessarily innovative. They do not necessarily solve the user problem. For instance, the custom search engine API in reality, for instance, in this case, I suggested to use a package to use to send API requests via OAuth. But this is not what the user was asking. I was asking Google Custom Search Engine Google API for that purpose. So it would be a more innovative package if there was a package that could be used specifically to implement this API for the purpose that the user wants. And then there are other requests here, like a request for a package to manage stocks. Stocks. There is a user also asking for image gallery that is private. It's a bit different from public image galleries because you have to control the access of the users that can see each gallery. There is a request for a package in PHP that can generate reports using the iReports, Jasper iReports package, which is a package in Java, but it provides a server. HTTP server from which you can pull the reports, so it will be interesting for this user. There is a user also asking for a calendar of events using PDO instead of other MySQL extension. Then there's another user asking for a photo voting system, which is which would be like a system to not only upload photos but also to vote on them. There's another request for handling payments on a local server. This is a more complex request than the user there details how he wants to work. There is another request for a RESTful web service for registration, and login, and forget password steps. For I suppose he wants an API for that, a web-based HTTP REST-based API for that. And I guess these are all the new packages that are the recommendation requests. Artus, have you been following these requests? What do you think about these requests? You think authors can come with innovative packages for these purposes?
Yeah, definitely. While, of course, it seems most users don't ask for a class that does that, but a ready-to-use script. But yeah, what authors should consider that should use the read the behind the lines to see. Maybe not provide the how users should use it already to have everything for them, but just provide the functionality, wrap in some API, and let them use it on their own in their own scripts.
Yeah, that's true. There are some users that just come here and say, oh, "I want a package that does all my work."
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a package that can do all my work so I can make money without having to work?
It's more yeah, that would be great.
And it's interesting, especially because there are users practically from all the countries coming to the PHP Classes site, and some of them are not able to express themselves very well in English, and they sometimes are not able to explain what they want. but it's pretty clear that sometimes what they want is basically solutions to do all they are being paid for. And you can notice that when instead they say, I want a class, they say, I want a script. They think a script it is the magic script that does everything for them.
Exactly.
It's very, very, very curious. But while I'm talking about that, I would like to also mention the fact that if somebody submits requests that are not very clear or just things that do not make much sense, those requests are removed because I think it is important just to keep the requests that are very good quality, at least they are clear what they want and they can also be useful for others. One thing that it was not yet implemented, but it will be implemented hopefully soon, is that some of these requests already match some certain keywords that are being searched in the search page of the site. And when they match these keywords, instead of showing the results, I can show them, are you looking for a package for this problem? And show links that already have recommendations. So instead of they having to express what they want, they see existing requests that have already recommendations, and they have a solution right away. So that is that was the main goal of the system, is to make the site more useful for the users and faster. Because if there is a solution for the problem that they have, they do not ever wonder too much. And this will also avoid the problem of certain requests that are sort of duplicated. There are several requests here already that have been asking for the fastest PHP mailing class. And since that is a frequently requested purpose, I think once I showed them these suggestions, the users will not submit those requests over and over again. Well, there are still other improvements to be implemented. I'm thinking about things that would motivate more authors to submit suggestions, not necessarily of their own packages, but maybe packages that they have seen from others, because only a few users have been suggesting recommendations. So Artus, since sometimes you have great ideas, if you have any idea, or anybody else, not just Artus, of how to motivate more people to participate in giving suggestions, it will certainly be interesting to share. Anything in mind, or maybe not?
Well, for now. Sorry, breaking up still, problem.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
For now, it's okay. Just tell me in the future if you have any ideas.
Yeah. Okay.